Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back. On our way to our conversation, I want to remind you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland State Education Association. For the fifth year in a row, Maryland's public schools have been named number one in the country by Education Week magazine. Visit MarylandEducators.org to explore what it means to invest in our students, school construction, and safety, and the educators' programs and services that make our schools a national leader. That's MarylandEducators.org. We turn now to two of our delegates here from Baltimore City that have introduced some very interesting legislation. Kurt Anderson is with us. He is chair of the Baltimore City delegation and represents the 43rd District here in Baltimore City. Cheryl Glenn is the deputy majority whip in the House of Delegates and delegate for the 45th District here in Baltimore City. And Delegate Anderson, Delegate Glenn, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Appreciate you doing this. So we are next week going to have a longer show and invite our delegates back with some others to talk about all the legislation surrounding marijuana, medical marijuana, and more that is being introduced to really kind of wrestle with what's happening here in the State House. But I'm really interested. This started, Kurt, when I texted you about a week or so ago when I saw that you'd introduced this legislation, which is really legalizing marijuana in Maryland. Talk about that.
Well, number one, the conversation's got to start someplace. I believe that the legalization of marijuana cannot happen unless Congress, the United States Congress, does it, even though it's been legalized supposedly in Colorado and in Washington State. And certainly the conversation is going to start in the legislature when we talk about legalizing it here in Maryland. There are so many reasons why I'm doing it. The first reason is that too many of our young people, especially African-American males, get locked up, get a record, and get, I guess, saddled for the rest of their life with this record because of a minor marijuana conviction a couple of, in their past. And they're totally out of the workforce, sometimes prohibited from the schools they want to go to, and sometimes they can't get the housing. Second thing, though, is that I think people need to talk about it so we can hear opinions about exactly what marijuana is. Is it a dangerous drug? Well, I don't think it's as dangerous as alcohol. Well, drunk drivers kill people with their cars. Is it an addictive drug? Well, most people say that smoking cigarettes is more addictive than actually smoking marijuana. So exactly what is marijuana? A lot of people just have this feeling that, well, it's something bad, it can't be good, and I think the conversation's got to start so we understand what it is. The final thing is that if Maryland does do this, we would direct our comptroller, Peter Franchot, to collect a tax on the sale of marijuana, which would be done only by the state agencies. And that amount of money could be anywhere between $40 million the first year to more than $100 million in the out years, which would certainly obviate the necessity for an increase in the alcohol tax or the gasoline tax or an increase in the sales tax because we would have a new taxable source.
Delegate Glenn, talk about why you signed on to this and what you've done with it as well.
Well, ever since I was elected in 2006, I have been working diligently to try to bring medical marijuana to the state of Maryland. We have got to act to protect our patients who have debilitating medical conditions, their doctors and their primary caregivers from arrest. We have 18 states and the District of Columbia in the USA that have passed laws to legalize medical marijuana. And this bill, House Bill 302, is a very narrowly constricted bill. It's a bill that requires you to have an ongoing bona fide relationship with a doctor. This is not a bill that would allow the expansion of the drug trade. It's not even closely similar to California's law. This bill would be something that would be useful for our patients. It would be regulated, and the procedures would be established and regulated. There would be taxes that would be realized from the program, and it would come under the authority of the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. So I wanted to share with you that we're having a press conference on this Thursday at 4 p.m., in room 170, and joining us at that press conference will be Irv Rosenfeld, who is one of seven people who were allowed to be a part of the federal medical marijuana program ever since 1983. And he's a stockbroker. His name is Irv Rosenfeld. He will be here. He gets a prescription every month from a federal program. They grow his marijuana in Mississippi. And this is sanctioned and is provided from our federal government. At the same time, our federal government is saying that other patients can't take advantage of that. And hopefully the opinion will come out very soon from Eric Holder and President Obama. We're waiting for that any day now. It was promised in February that it would come, quote-unquote, relatively soon to address the issue, with more and more states coming online with medical marijuana and, two, with recreational use. As Delegate Anderson said, it's obvious that our federal government needs to act and act swiftly so that nobody can be charged with violating federal law.
Two very quick questions, because we're running out of time in this segment, and I appreciate you all taking the time. I know you're in the middle of lots of things there. Kurt Anderson, what kind of response has your bill gotten?
Well, number one, the bill was introduced about last week. Just got out of rules, and it'll probably have a hearing next week. So I haven't really had official responses. But because of social media these days, I have a Twitter account, I have a Facebook account, and, of course, email. I've got an overwhelming response in favor of this bill. And about a third of the people who have responded to me, finding me on Twitter or finding me on Facebook, have said that they are Republicans. And they said it's about time for something like this. Now, most people who are elected, who are in office right now, they don't want to take the chance of voting for this bill because they're not real certain as to how the public feels. But I think that from national polls, even though it's the number of people who are in favor of medical marijuana is very high, there's probably a lesser percentage in favor of recreational use of marijuana, but it's still over 50%.
And very quickly, Delegate Glenn, because we have to go into our next set of guests coming into the studio. How is your bill on medical marijuana different than what Delegate Morheim is producing, his compassionate care bill?
Here's a bill. Delegate Morheim's bill involves the academic institutions. It doesn't really establish a program immediately. Mine would establish a program immediately where patients could get marijuana prescriptions immediately. And it would even allow for minimal grow your own, until such time as our compassion centers would be up and running. And all of this would be regulated and licensed by our state government. So mine is significantly different, and is supported by ASA, the Americans for Safe Access, the Marijuana Policy Project, NORML, and almost every doctor. There's no opposition to it.
Well, this is
none.
We're going to come back to this, invite you both back and schedule when you can both spend a longer time. We can have you here for longer because both these bills are very important. The whole issue is important, and we're going to come back to it. We're also going to be talking about school construction in the next few days as well. That was debated at the and heard today in the State House about Baltimore City. So Delegate Kurt Anderson, chair of our city delegation, District 43, and Cheryl Glenn, Deputy Majority Whip in the House from District 45. Thank you both so much for taking your time with the listeners today.
And thank you, Mark.
And thank you both for the work you do.
And Mark, thank you for giving us the opportunity to explain some of our bills, because we don't generally get this opportunity in the major the major media. And I
think
what you do is extremely important, so folks understand exactly what we're doing down in Annapolis. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Kurt and Shannon. Take
care. Okay, thank you.
And we'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All those bills will be on our website, by the way, that you can check out. We're going to switch gears here and talk about something coming up in Baltimore that we do not want to miss. Should we start? Can we start? Yes? Okay, good. We'll start. See how he's running around, and I think we're ready to roll.